and I'm delighted that we've been joined in the studio today by Dan Thompson. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Moz. How are you?
Great to have you along. Now, Dan, we're talking to you today because you're involved in a really impressive charity that does some wonderful things for the homeless and lonely in Coventry. There's a couple of aspects to it.
Yeah.
Let's talk first about the Grub and Gab Club, because this is something that's been going on. It happens at the weekend, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, every Saturday.
It's been going on for some time. So tell us a little bit about that first, what that's all about.
So it's based at St. Barnabas Church. Every Saturday we have what we would call a shopping table, so very similar to a food bank that you might be familiar with, and we also provide a hot breakfast. So we open around 8:30 until about 10 a.m. Every Saturday, whether that's sunshine, whether that's rain, we'll make it happen, you know, if we have to stand out in the rain. I would say we probably get around 50-60 people every week. You see some familiar faces, some new, and yeah, it's called the Grub and Gab because essentially it's a place to come and get one, a hot breakfast, but also for people that might be feeling a little bit lonely that just want to come and have a chat. That's the flux of it around the breakfast, but we also have what we call the shopping table. We call it a shopping table because even though it's very similar to a food bank, you know, we don't do any checks, we don't check any credentials, you know, you don't have to prove that you require something, but we allow people to come round, just select from the shopping table a few items, some of which have been donated, some that we've collected from supermarkets, some that have just been made, for example, and people can go away, they can have a bag of shopping to last for the week, they've got a hot breakfast, but it also allows them to come into a warm environment and have a bit of a chat, hence the Gab element of it.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant thing to do because I was reading through your literature today and I found it both really heartwarming and also really sad because that there are people in that position, and it's great that you and the guys who work with you on the charity are doing this for them.
Yeah, it's really nice. It is sad that it exists, but it's that double-edged sword of it being nice that, you know, people have got somewhere to go. I think, you know, there's people that it could be their only hot meal for the week. They might rely on just having some of that shopping. We get some people that have come that haven't spoke to people all week, and they just want to come for a small sense of community. So yeah, it is really nice.
Yeah,
you know, it's good that these services exist, and I'm, you know, proud to be part of one.
Absolutely. And I noticed from your literature you make it clear that you're providing emergency food and shelter for the homeless and the lonely as well, because what a lot of people don't realize is there are people who have got a home, but they're also very lonely. They, like you say, they don't speak to people from one week to the next.
No, they don't. I know we're talking Grub and Gab, but I always give the example of the first open Christmas I did in 2020. There was a young lad that came, and, you know, he had smart trainers on, he had a nice t-shirt, and everyone was kind of like, you know, what's he doing at this service? You know, he probably doesn't need, you know, this help. But I thought, do you know what, I'm going to have a chat with him. And I sat with him, and he was just having his Christmas dinner, and he said to me, do you know what, I've not spoke to anybody all over Christmas, and I've just came to feel involved. He didn't want to take any of what we call the shopping, you know, he didn't want look for donations, he just wanted a hot dinner, have a chat to some people, you know. I had a good chat with him about boxing and football, and, you know, it's nice. And I always tell that story because, you know, you can't judge somebody that wants to come in. I always say, you know, they might come in a Bentley in a suit, but you don't know if they've had a really bad week. You don't know if they just need a bit of a chat and some help. So everyone's welcome. And that's just a perfect example of, you know, the kind of people that could turn up, as well as the homeless and the needy.
Absolutely, so. Because it's a real true fact, isn't it, that you never know what's going on in people's lives. You do not know what their background is. And people don't necessarily look any different when they're lonely, do they?
No, not at all. You know, I speak from experience. I think everybody's had periods where they feel lonely, and, you know, I'm very fortunate that I've got a very loving family and some great friends, you know, and a lot of people have, but some people don't have that support network. So this is where, you know, the Grub and Gab and Open Christmas can really step in and just provide that sort of link, I suppose, to, you know, combat loneliness and, you know, give people a bit of support and a bit of a chat.
Yeah, and it's been going since 1991, I see. I mean, that's a long time. And I mean, I know you've only been involved relatively recently, but I mean, it's great that it's great in a way that it's been doing, but it's also sad in the fact that we still need to provide these services.
Yeah, again, yeah, you're right, has been running. I think Mike Parker, who set it up, he was the founder the first year that they ran it, I believe was 1992. But I mean, we've expanded the service this year in its own. I know we had a little chat earlier, but some of the services within the city are deciding not to operate on Christmas Day and over the Christmas period. So we've really stepped up off our effort to, you know, fill that void. But we've got right from the 23rd of December, we've got the Meet Santa Day, and then we're open, I think, for about 5 or 6 days, you know, for 24 hours, right up to the 29th of December. Yeah. So, yeah, it is sad, but it's nice that, again, there's a service that can help the community and help the city. And we do get people come from outside the city.
Absolutely. So, it is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, let's come on to talk then about the Coventry Open Christmas, because the Grub and Gab is something that happens every weekend on a Saturday. But Obviously the Coventry Open Christmas is something, like you say, that's happening for the period over Christmas, I think starting on the 23rd of December, and then for 9 days, is it something like that?
So 9 days is the whole period where we operate. Yeah. But yeah, 23rd of December is what we're calling the Free Breakfast with Santa.
Yeah.
So that is an opportunity for families within the city that have got children that might not be able to deliver the Christmas that they so desire. So we're offering an opportunity to meet Santa, a free breakfast for adults and children, and free gifts as well. And then, yeah, you're right, Moz, from the 24th until the 29th, we'll be open pretty much 24 hours, offering, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. I think we've got 24, 25 beds that we can offer overnight, but again, that sense of community to, you know, just bring people in.
And presumably for that sort of commitment, you need a certain amount of people to be able to make it work.
We do, massively. If anyone's followed us on our social media or seen any of the posts we've been putting up, you know, we probably need over 100 volunteers. You know, the outreach from the city already has been fantastic. You know, I think we had 50 or 60 when I checked earlier today. We'd probably have a core of about 20 regular volunteers as well that are contributing. But as I mentioned, Christmas Day in particular, we are going to have to deliver a service that we wouldn't usually have to deliver on such a grand scale. We believe that we're going to have to deliver around 250 to 300 extra dinners this year.
That's a massive commitment.
It's a massive amount, yeah. So we need additional volunteers, particularly for Christmas Day. So yeah, I mean, if people want to get involved, I'm sure the details will come out at the end, but you know, Christmas Day in particular.
So on Christmas, really need people. On Christmas Day, are you providing the full Christmas dinner?
We are, yeah. So in previous years, we've actually closed for a couple of hours because there's been other services within the city. As I mentioned earlier, there's a number of services that have chosen not to operate this year for various reasons, but the demand's growing, and I think there's a little bit of nervousness within some organisations, so they've decided to not do it. We have the infrastructure to be able to do it, and I've dedicated a lot of my time personally, and so many people within the charity have dedicated so much time already to really land this. So yeah, Christmas Day, it's going to be a big one for us this year, definitely, Moz.
It absolutely is. We're going to come and talk about that in a moment and how people can get involved if they want to volunteer shortly. It's Coventry Hospital Radio on a Friday afternoon. It's like the weekend commence, and we'll be back talking to Dan just in a short time.
Follow us on X and Instagram using @CovHosRadio.
10 to 5 then, we're talking to Dan Thompson. We've been talking about the Grub and Gab Club that takes place in the city on a Saturday morning, and also the Coventry Open Christmas, which is a huge commitment. 9 days of providing food, shelter, and a big Christmas dinner for 200 plus people. So you need volunteers, don't you?
We do need volunteers, Moz, here. So this is the bit where I do the pitch. So yeah, so I mentioned, obviously, the Grub and Gab we host at St. Barnabas. So Coventry Open Christmas is actually held at Queen's Road Church, which I believe falls in Earlsdon. You can see that just from Central Six, or if you're a bit of a drinker, it's just down the road from the Aardvark pub. We are looking for volunteers, and we're also looking for donations. So if anybody is interested, you can find more information. It's www.coventryopenchristmas.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook. It's the Grub and Gab Club in association with Coventry Open Christmas. And also info@coventryopenchristmas.co.uk if you would like to send us a message.
Yeah, and we'll take those details and make sure that we get it out there in the weeks and months to come, up until Christmas. But I guess people listening at the moment, people both in the hospital and who are listening at home on the internet, will be thinking to themselves, I haven't got that much time. Is there any kind of minimum commitment that people need to give?
I mean, the shifts are around 4 hours, Moz, to be honest with you. Some people would like to just come and help in the setup. So we do setup days on the 20th, 22nd later on the 23rd, and also we do the breakdown on the 29th. So if you've only got an hour or two to spare and you want to really help us, you know, get in touch and we can take it on. But a rough shift would be around 4 hours. We kind of break it into breakfast, lunch, dinner, evening, and night shift. Night shift's a little bit longer if you really want to get involved. But from about 7 a.m. to 11:15, you could be involved in just serving breakfast as a small shift. So
yeah, is there any training requirements?
So we have a volunteer open day, which is December the 1st this year. We also send out a handbook. So we provide all the training. A lot of it's about having people skills. You don't need any formal training. If you can bring formal training with you, you know, you've got first aid or you've got experience with vulnerable people, absolutely fantastic. We'd love to hear from you. But if you're somebody that's wanted to get involved and you think, oh, actually, I might not have the skills, you absolutely have the skills. It could be as simple as you could come in and have a conversation with some people that are a little bit lonely. If you can make a cup of tea, or maybe you want to do some cooking, you know, there's so much you can get involved with, Moz. So whether small or large, everything makes a difference. So.
Yeah, and I was looking at your brochure, and it costs something like £20,000 a year to run this this charity, which is a huge amount. And obviously, you'll get donations from people, but I guess it's never enough. So if people would like to donate a cash sum or whatever, where do they get in touch? How do they do that?
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to make a cash donation, you know, please visit our website, or please visit our Facebook. There is a Just Giving campaign that we've made. Again, I can share that with Moz and we can pop that up on Twitter or whatever. Yeah, monetary donations are always welcome because we can spend it in the right place. But you might be an individual, you might be a small business, you might be a large business, and you think, actually, how can I get involved with donations? If you visit our website, which I mentioned earlier, comicshapeandchristmas.co.uk, we also have a list of donations, of things that would be really helpful, generally dry goods, toys for the children, selection boxes, clothes. There's so many things that we can take, and we do have open days, I guess, to try and, you know, collect those from people if you want to drop them in, or if you've really got a donation or your business and you want me to come out and see you, absolutely, I can make that work. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I guess not everybody's in a position to give you a cash donation, but if they could just provide maybe an unwanted present from previous years, or like say bedding or clothing that's no longer required, it all helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely helps. I mean, my family love me, I think, because if you're ever clearing out clothes, you're clearing out toiletries, you've got unwanted presents, you might have some tins that are sitting in the cupboard that are well within date, but they're just never going to get used. We'll absolutely use them, and you'll be surprised how small the donation can go such a long way. For example, there was a lady, she might be listening actually, hi Laura, she gave me some old sofa cushions and they got snapped up within minutes last Saturday. So you just don't know what means a lot to people. Yeah. And how things that might not, you know, be sitting around your house and not mean a lot to you, they can make a massive difference. So yeah, please always, if you're unsure, you know, get in touch with us. We'll be happy to take it off you.
It sounds an amazing charity. If you are able to help in any way, then please do get in touch. We will get the details out there. We'll try and get them on our website, but we'll repeat them on our programmes in the coming weeks, like I say. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Moz.
The good news is that I'm going to get my money's worth out of you today, because you're going to be our guest on Cov Kid Memories later on after the news and weather at 5:30, talking about your memories of this fine city of ours. So
looking forward to it.
Look forward to chatting later. But thanks so much for talking about the charity,
and thank you,
all the very best of luck in the coming weeks, and of course particularly over at Christmas time.
Thank you, Moz, really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you in.